Whether life's journey is full of triumphs and victories, riddled with struggles and disappointments, or maybe a little bit of both, it's been our experience that God's compassions never fail, and His faithfulness is new every morning.
Welcome to Hole in the Roof Chronicles with Paul and Jamie Hamilton. Join us as we transparently share stories of God's faithfulness in our lives to be an encouragement to yours. Welcome to Hole in the Roof Chronicles. Her name is Jamie.
And his name is Paul.
So we wanted to start off today just a little different. I've got a couple of jokes for you, dear.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah. When is a car like a frog?
I don't know.
When it's being towed.
Why do I think these are going to be like those dad jokes that people talk about?
Yeah. Well, it's because I'm a dad. Mm-hmm. 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 Why did the librarian get kicked off the plane?
She had too many books. I don't know.
They were overbooked.
Do we have to continue doing this?
Okay, one more. Mm-hmm. One more. What did the ocean say to the seashore?
I don't know.
Nothing. It just waved.
Those are pretty bad.
Yes,
those are pretty bad, Paul.
They are.
Those are definitely dad jokes for sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, people like dad jokes. What can we say?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think after the last podcast we've done, we need a little humor. I think this is going to be a little bit more of a humorous podcast from us. We like to do those once in a while. I think after the last four serious podcasts that we've done, and if you haven't listened to those, boy, I'd encourage you to jump on there and listen to those. They were podcasts where Paul shared a lot about his battle with a very rare mental illness. So if you're just joining us this time around and you're like, who are these people and what are they talking about? Normally we try to do serious podcasts. This one's going to be kind of funny, but the last four have been pretty serious, and I'd encourage you to go back and take a listen.
So today we're going to talk about what happens when things don't go as planned.
That's a huge issue for me. Yes. That's huge.
Well, because you're just a major planner.
I'm a planner, and I'm not embarrassed about that. I like to plan. Honestly, I do the homeschool diplomas for our local homeschool group, and I'm one of those people. I want to have all my ducks in an order. I want everything planned out ahead. I don't like surprises. I don't like all that. I really like a plan.
Yeah. And a lot of times, most people do. Most people have an idea of the way things are going to go, and then when they don't go the way they are, life just falls apart. Mm-hmm. But really, being adaptable is probably one of the biggest things that we need to learn in life. And there's this quote that Jamie found this morning, and there's controversy over who said it, but this is the quote. It says, adaptability is life's secret sauce. Embrace change, learn to pivot, and make resiliency your superpower.
That's wonderful advice.
Yes. And it's honestly harder than it sounds.
Absolutely. It is.
You know, we were talking about what we wanted to talk about today and wanted to be a little more lighthearted and so on. And what came to our mind was a family vacation that happened in 2003 to Florida. Mm-hmm. And to give a little background, this was during the time when we were church planning, and we had been doing it for about 5 years at that point, and we really had not had a vacation. We didn't really have the income. There wasn't a lot of love in the love offering, if you get my point, and we hadn't really gone on a vacation with our kids in a while, and I believe you were the one that found Pastor Care.
Correct. They were a group of people that would help pastors out who had a variety of needs, like health needs, like insurance needs. Yeah. They would help cover some of those costs. They would just help you in different ways. Well, one of the ways that they helped is they provided places that pastors and their families could go to vacation either free or at a discounted rate.
Yeah.
And we were able to hook up with them, and we requested help in finding a place that we could take our kids and ourselves and go and relax for a period of time. So they opened up a door for us with a resort in Florida where we were going to only pay a small amount to stay there.
Yeah. And it was one of those things. They were like, this is a Christian family resort. It was in Florida, which we were really excited about because, you know, when you're just basically saying, hey, we'd like a vacation, we really didn't tell them where we wanted to go.
Right.
They were just like, we'll see what we can do. Well, they found this Christian resort in Florida. They had a reduced fee for us to pay to stay there for a week. But we had to find our own way down there, mm-hmm. and we had to provide our own food, which we were fine with that. And they told us, you know, we're going to give you a cabin for a week. Just make our way down. Well, I remember making the trip there, and it was to a place called Mayo, Florida. Now, for those of you who may or may not be familiar with the state of Florida, Mayo is dead center mm-hmm. of like the panhandle area.
Right.
And it's a little small town next to the Suwannee River. Yes, that famous, you know, way down upon the Suwannee River song.
Why don't you sing that for us?
You know, we've got enough comedy today. So basically they were like, you know, we need to go down there. And so we packed four of our five kids up. Our oldest daughter decided not to go because she was working. And we headed down there for our vacation. Well, the thing that we really kind of were thinking was, is we kind of knew where it was on the map. But as we were driving there, I just remember driving and driving and driving. I mean, it was a 12 and a half hour trip from our house to Mayo, Florida. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember if we stayed somewhere halfway down or if we made it all the way through. I really don't remember. I want to say we drove the entire 12 and a half hours.
I think we did.
And so we're driving down there. This campground is in the middle of nowhere. And honestly, Jamie, what were your first impressions when we arrived?
Wow. That was my first impression. Wow. And when I say wow, I'm not saying that is I was astonished by what we saw in the positive. I was astonished by what we saw. And it was negative.
Yes. Yeah.
I thought, what have I done?
Yeah.
I thought, I have ruined our lives. I've ruined our children's lives. I was so taken back. I didn't have much to say.
Yeah. Well, I remember.
And that's kind of a rarity for me not to have much to say. But I had very little to say because I didn't know what to say.
Yeah. I remember the first two things that went through my mind was, A, we're in the wrong place, because I remember driving through these gates. It was like a big open gate area, and the first thing we saw was this beat-up pickup truck with the hood up, with weeds growing out of the engine block. And we're kind of looking around. The kids are going, Dad, you made a wrong turn.
I thought we were in the wrong place, too. Yeah.
And so we keep following the road because we saw a sign that said the name of the camp and it said office this way. So we keep driving down this kind of dirt road. And honestly, in my mind, I'm going, this reminds me of most horror movies I've ever seen where, you know, you drive up into the very weird thing and all the hair stands up on the back of your neck.
But you never come out.
And I remember also that the campground was empty. Which was also something else that worried me. I mean, granted, it was during the middle of the week. Mm-hmm. You know, they were like, you could come, like, you could, they really didn't want us there on a weekend, but they're like, you can come Monday through Friday. And so we're like, okay, it's empty because it's the middle of the week.
Right.
And so we make our way to the office. I remember meeting the gentleman. He was a very nice man. And he's like, you know, wanted us to fill out some paperwork. We had to sign a couple of waivers, which was even more concerning. And he's like, well, let's go on a tour. Before we take you to your cabin, let's go on a tour. And the first place he takes us should have been a dead giveaway of how the entire week was going to go. He walks us down. He goes, let's show you the swimming area. So we walk down there with our kids, and we walk up to this swamp-looking area.
You couldn't see the bottom. I mean, it was green. Greenish-brown.
Yeah. And out in the middle were these two metal humps. And I'm kind of staring at it like, what the heck is this in the middle of the water? And he goes, well, we've had a little flooding. That's our slide. So the two metal humps were the two top
of the ladder.
So that tells you how high up the water was. And then the immortal words that I will never forget for my entire life. He goes, you may want to be careful when you swim. There are gators in there.
You should have seen the look on our kids' faces. It was hilarious. Like, they're looking at us like, get us out of here. Yes. Where have you brought us? And I remember Paul and I just looking at each other going, oh, wow. Like, oh, wow. We had no money, little money to like escape out of there and go any other place. And yeah. we were 12 and a half hours away from our home. It was not like we could do anything. We were going to have to stay there. We weren't sure what to do. I was in shock. What do you mean? My kids are going to swim in a swimming hole swamp with alligators? I don't think so.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
Well, one thing that piqued our son's interest was, is the man said there was a video arcade on the property. And so he's like, you know, we need to get your cabin ready. You know, maybe you guys can spend some time in the arcade. So I broke a couple of dollars to get quarters. We go into this arcade, which he had to come unlock because the door was bolted shut. And we go into this arcade.
Which would make you think that there's good games in there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, I mean, if you're going to bolt something shut, there's obviously some pretty good games in there.
We walk in. I mean, yes, there was a pool table. There was a ping pong table. And there were these old video games from my era. You know, things I played as a teenager. You know, the original Pac-Man. You know, I mean, they weren't bad games, but they weren't the ones the kids were looking for.
Right.
They were looking for the more modern type ones. These were old vintage video games. And the thing I remember was they ate our quarters and we never were able to play. You'd put the quarter in and you'd hear it go through the machine and then nothing would happen. And it was like, after the third time, I'm like, okay, let's just play some pool or something. And so that was a bust.
Yep.
Then he takes us to our cabin, and I have to be honest with you. When you think cabin, you think a structure, walls, a door, wood.
A roof,
all that kind of stuff. This was a mobile home, and it was covered in paneling. And I remember staring at it going, that's a mobile home. I mean, okay, they're going to call it a cabin. We'll call it a cabin. Well, there were two of them up at the top of the property. He's like, this is the one you're going to stay in. We're like, okay. And we go into our cabin. And if I was honest with you, we kind of sat down with the kids and we're like, listen, I understand this isn't the greatest. We're just going to have to make things work. You know, let's decide who's going to sleep where. And yes, we were grateful. And I don't want to give off the wrong impression. We were grateful that somebody had gifted us this vacation. But
it wasn't what we were thinking it was going to be.
No.
That's for sure.
Well, it's kind of like when someone gives you a gift and you open it and you realize it's socks. It's the same kind of thing. You know, it was like, thank you, we appreciate the gift. But I'm not going to lie, there was a disappointment.
Oh, yeah. We were disappointed.
Then we got into the cabin, the mobile home. And I'm going to take a few moments here to kind of explain this to you because
it's kind of like what, a tour? Are you going to give us a tour?
Yeah, I'll give you a tour. You walked in. It was a typical mobile home. You know, it had a bedroom in the very front. There was a bathroom right next to the front door. Then there was like a living room, dining room, a small hallway, and then the master bedroom in the back. And there was a bathroom back in the master bedroom.
And the kitchen was on the other side of the hallway from where the dining room, living room was.
Yes. So okay. It was kind of like a living room, dining room combo type thing. And Jamie and I, of course, took the master bedroom. We put our two youngest in the front bedroom because there was just one bed, and the two our two older boys were like, we are not sleeping together. We had bought a blow-up bed. So one of them, the boys stayed in the living room. One was on the blow-up bed. The other one took the couch. And then you and I went back to the master bedroom. Now, I remember there being a jacuzzi bathtub back there. And, of course, you know, we've driven 12 and a half hours. We're tired. We're like, we're just going to eat dinner. We're going to go to bed because it was getting late. And you looked at me and said, I'm going to take a bath.
Yep. Sounded great.
Yes.
In theory.
Until you got in and started the water.
Yes.
And there was no stopper for the tub.
No, there wasn't.
And I remember you look at me going, honey, how? I mean, you were already undressed. You're already in the bathtub. And you're like, the water's not filling up. I don't remember how we stopped. I do remember stopping the drain up somehow. I don't know if we shoved something in it.
I think we wadded up some saran wrap we had or something. And I
don't know.
Stuffed it in the hole just so
it could get water.
I just wanted a bath.
So, you know, we get it up, and then you're like, I'm going to turn on the jacuzzi, and it didn't work. So here's a jacuzzi bathtub without the jacuzzi and no way to hold the water. And you get out, you get dressed, and I remember looking at you, and I'm like, we have an issue with the bed. Because we had a queen-size bed. At least that's the way it appeared. The problem was, and I'm not making this up, it was a queen-size mattress on a full-size bed frame. The box springs was a full-size with a
queen-size mattress. So the sides of the queen mattress fell over the box springs.
Yes. So if Jamie and I slept in the middle, and if either of us rolled to the outside, you literally would roll off of the bed onto the floor, which did happen a number of occasions that evening. And so didn't hear much from the boys up front or anything like that. Next day we get up and it's raining. Mm-hmm. And there is water coming in through the ceiling in multiple locations. The bath. I remember one of them was the bathroom. That was the biggest one.
You can't make this stuff up.
No.
You just can't.
No.
I mean, you can't.
It was one of those things, you know, there was multiple leaks. There was water dripping in different locations. And then there was the refrigerator. Tell us about the refrigerator, dude.
Well, the refrigerator, I remember going in because obviously we had gone to the store. We wanted to put our groceries into the refrigerator. And come to find out, the refrigerator had some kind of a electrical short in it.
Yes.
And it sparked.
Yep.
It sparked. And it even would give off a little shock when you open the door. And I was like, oh, no. No, no, no. I mean, like, I was ready to use a cooler for my items because I really thought we were probably going to get electrocuted by this refrigerator.
Or it would start a fire and burn
something
down the cabin, you know.
Something was going to happen.
And then probably one of my most favorite memories, and it's just funny, was I don't remember what night it was, but we had all decided to go to bed. And all of a sudden, I start hearing this ruckus from the front room where our two boys were.
And banging and smacking.
And yelling.
Yelling, all this. I mean, it just totally woke us up.
Yeah. I'm like, these two are fighting. I mean, that's all I need is for them to be fighting. Go walking out there. I'm like, what in the world is going on? And they're like, Dad, there's a scorpion on the floor. And every time we hit it with our shoe, it springs back up and runs at us, you know?
It was so funny.
So all the ruckus and all the yelling and everything was they were trying to kill this Terminator scorpion, which, you know, to be honest with you, was probably about 1.5 inches wide. You know, it was a tiny little baby. They did finally kill it. We got rid of it, but it woke everyone up. Then everyone's adrenaline is going. And part of the issue that we were having was we can't take them swimming
in, obviously.
Yes, because there's, you know, in the gator pool, you know, there really wasn't anything else to do at this resort.
And there's not much to do in Mayo, Florida, at least at the time. It may be more advanced now, but at the time, it was a pretty...
Well, and this was in a rural part of Mayo. This wasn't rural. In the town.
Right.
Yeah, it's not like we were in town.
This was very rural.
Very rural. And we began looking up where to go, what to do, and so on. And I remember you looking at me and going, if we want to do anything fun with these kids, we have to drive.
We're going to have to redeem this vacation.
Yeah.
It has to be redeemed.
I mean, we made that decision to just make the best out of this vacation. We were here. We looked at the kids and said, we're eating and sleeping here, and that's it.
Yeah.
So we made the decision to pivot. And I remember, like, we drove one night. It was like an hour and a half, almost 2 hours. We drove to the Gulf of Mexico, spent the day at I think it was a state park.
Yeah.
With the kids at the ocean, let them, you know, in the Gulf, mm-hmm. play, all that kind of stuff. There was one day we went to see a lighthouse. And then there was another day we actually drove the opposite direction and went to the Atlantic Ocean and spent time over there. And it turned out to be a good vacation, but it was a pivot because where we were staying, even though we were very grateful, it was a disaster.
Yeah.
You know, and...
There was even some anger. I kind of felt, you know, I'm not going to lie. I mean, there was some anger and, I mean, disappointment that we didn't come prepared to face the situation we were, you know? But I think sometimes in life, isn't that the way things go?
Yeah.
You come to a place where you think you know what to expect, and then all of a sudden, what you think you are going to get is not what you get.
True.
It's something that's totally different.
True. And everyone's first instinct when things don't go the way that you want them to go, your first instinct is to panic.
Yeah.
It's like, what is going on? Where's God? I thought God was with me. Why is this happening? There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of disappointment. And really when I was thinking about this, I felt like God gave me 3 points that we, especially as Christians, need to remember when we have to pivot in life, because you're gonna have to. Nothing goes as planned. We have a sign upstairs in our bathroom, and it says, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans.
Yeah.
And that has come so true in so much in our life, where we're like, this is what's going to happen. We're going to plant a church, and this church is going to grow. We're going to be in our city, and we're going to do this and so on. And then to go for 10 years serving faithfully in our community, but the church never really growing, you know.
Not to the size that we really wanted to see it grow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, then there was the sports ministry that we had. That went fine for a while, and then the pandemic happens. And you're like, well, this is just going to be a couple of months. We'll get back in the pool. And what happens? Everything shuts down, and we're forced to close because we couldn't afford to continue to put out the money for nothing.
Right.
And so we had to pivot.
And trusting God that he has a plan. He's got a plan, because it wasn't my plan.
Yeah.
To close. That's not what I was looking towards. You and I had big plans.
Yes.
And God had other plans.
Yeah. Because it was at one of those things, we were at the point, especially with the swim team, where we were talking about making it bigger,
mm-hmm.
and expanding it and doing all this stuff. And then bang, it's gone.
Yeah.
So there's 3 things that we always have to remember. Number one, God is always in control. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that for those who love the Lord, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. So no matter what happens, whether it's what you think it's going to be, whether it's not, whatever happens, God is still in control.
Yeah, and I've always said, this has always been a visual for me that's helped. God is not sitting in heaven. If you're going through something right now in your life and thinking, what is going on here? Doesn't God care? He is not sitting in heaven right now, wringing his hands and crying and saying, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Everything's out of control in Bob's life, Jamie's life, Paul's life, Julie's life. God's not doing that.
Yeah.
He's in full control of everything that's going on.
Yes. And just because it's not your plan doesn't mean it's not God's plan.
Yeah.
Number two, God is always with you. So Isaiah 41:10 says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So God is always with us. Psalms 23 says he walks with us through the valley of the shadow of death. Mm-hmm. Well, he also walks with you on the mountaintop. God is always there.
Yes.
Even when it doesn't, you sit there and you go, oh, I just don't feel God, or I don't know if God's in this, or, you know, God, where are you in all of this? He's literally right there with you. He's always there. Because it says, do not fear, for I am with you.
Mm-hmm.
God's not going to make that promise if he's going to get busy somewhere else in the world.
Take a vacation. And take leave a vacation. For a while.
Yeah. It's just not going to happen. And then lastly, God will not disappoint. Jeremiah 29:11, which is a very famous scripture, says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for good and not for evil, to give you a hope and a future. And that's the bottom line of all of this is, yes, we may have to pivot, but we have to know that God's not going to disappoint, that he's out there planning. He knows what's going to happen. So he's not shocked. He's not wringing his hands. He's not worried. He's with you, and he's not going to disappoint. You know, when we were done with this vacation, we went home happy.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't one of those things that we went home and told everybody what a horrible time we had. Honestly, it's one of the funniest memories in our story with our kids.
And I think at the time, it didn't seem very funny. Although I will say after a while, when things started happening, it became kind of funny. But at the time, it wasn't super funny. But now we can look back and laugh. And we can look back and laugh because we saw the memories that were made and we saw God's provision in the situation.
So my encouragement to you, my dear friend, is if you're going through something and you're like, God's not with me, this is terrible, this isn't going the way I planned, remember, don't panic, but pivot, because God is in control, God is with you, and God will not disappoint. Well, that's all for this week. Jamie and I wanted to thank you for listening to our podcast today. To learn more about us and our ministry, please visit us at www.holeintheroof.co. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram. Lastly, if you are in need of prayer, we would be honored to pray for you. To reach out to us for any reason or to send us your prayer request, email us at holeintheroofministries@gmail.com. See you all next time as we invite you into our living room and discuss how awesome God is.